Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Full Press Minnesota Wild Podcast. My name is Joe Tillery. I am so grateful to have you here, and it is a beautiful Monday. I hope your week is starting off on the right foot. And to get things started off on the right foot, we have got to talk about the Minnesota Wild's last game. It was one of the hardest games to watch this season to start things off. Don't get ahead of yourself here. The game was slow. The game was sloppy. The Minnesota Wild were giving up free shots on goal, where Marc-Andre Fleury was just put in a bad spot from the start. All before Kirill Kaprizov put up one of the biggest performances of any player this season last night, scoring a natural hat trick and three unanswered goals to give the Minnesota Wild a win in overtime, 3-2, and a massive win. It wasn't a must-need win. It was not. I'm not going to sit here and say that we needed this win to go figure ourselves out and ride off into the sunset. This one wasn't one that, like, we could have scraped away with one. The Minnesota Wild did lose their four-game win streak the game before this. We'll talk about that a little bit later. The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Wild 2-1 on Friday before yesterday's game where Kirill Kaprizov shifted the entire momentum. So the Minnesota Wild, in their last six games, are now 5-1. Because of Kaprizov's heroics last night, the Minnesota Wild are now primed and ready to make more of a run down the stretch. And at the moment, the team sits in second in their division. After trying to make a wild card spot, we are now sitting in second. And I know what people are going to say. We're still a game ahead of a couple of teams. One game right now isn't going to be the difference maker for this team. This team has been playing well over the last six. And even in the Maple Leafs game, it wasn't where we just didn't show up. It wasn't a bad game. Things just didn't go our way. I mean, that's just how it goes. But last night, Kaprizov absolutely showed out. It was unbelievable to watch. And unfortunately, for every other team in the NHL, I don't think that's going to stop. Kaprizov has a legitimate case to say he's one of the best rising stars in the entire league. The guy is unbelievable. And we'll talk about Twitter and fan reactions a little bit later on, but the general consensus that I've seen is that Kaprizov is spectacular. He's superb. I've never seen a guy rise to superstardom this quick. I mean, the kid hit the ground running and hasn't looked back. Kaprizov was a one-man wrecking crew. And it wasn't just to say that he was just getting the cup and had a couple of rebound goals. The guy was constantly in the offensive zone. The guy was unbelievable, attacking the goalie in multiple different ways. And just to say, the Minnesota Wild dominated the shots on goal battle. It wasn't just Kaprizov in this one. By the mid-second period, we were at 31 shots on goal. Mid-second period, while the Columbus Blue Jackets only had 19 through the same stretch. I mean, the team was getting to the cup well. Boldy had some shots. And even in this game, Kaprizov could have had, realistically, this is just sounding nitpicky, the guy could have had like five or six goals. The way he was getting one-on-one scenarios, and they were all incredible saves. Like, Kaprizov had a couple of shots robbed. So did Hartman. So did a couple of other guys on the ice. Boldy had a couple robbed. I mean, Columbus's goalie really did do a pretty good job, to be honest. But let me just say, this wasn't a complete game, but Kaprizov saved us when we needed it, and it was massive to see. I am so unbelievably thrilled. I considered turning off the game after going down 2-0. I did. The way we were playing, we were sloppy. We were giving up free shots. We were putting Marc-Andre Fleury in such a bad spot. Whether it was Gus or Fleury in that situation, neither of the goals felt like their fault. Neither. I mean, the first goal, we had Goligoski give up basically a free goal to the Columbus Blue Jackets, turning the puck over, and then immediately giving a one-on-one shot with Fleury where there's nothing Fleury can do. I mean, it wasn't like he just slipped one around Fleury. Fleury was in the right spot. The puck just... you're not stopping that situation. It's the same thing to say with Kaprizov on the other side. The guy wasn't going to miss in certain scenarios. This is one where Marc-Andre Fleury, you would have had to have been Shaquille O'Neal's size in goalie to stop the puck. So you might be thinking then, all right, Joe, so since this team has been so good down the stretch, what's the outcome here? What are we looking for? Why are we sitting in the second seed after starting off and just having a bad run right after the All-Star break? What's changed? I'm going to be the first to tell you, I don't know. I don't know what's changed. I don't think there's a massive difference on paper. I mean, the team is still playing a similar style of hockey. It's not like we're blowing out teams by scoring five goals or we're not locking people down. I think that even to a degree, like, the goalie switch has been helpful with Filip Gustavsson. He's been a big driving factor. I mean, Kaprizov's been the same guy all year. It's not like this team made some massive change on the ice. But I will notice one thing is the lack of Jordan Greenway on the ice. That's been an immediate change. I don't know of how much that actually affects the Wild. I know that Greenway was just getting penalties after penalty after penalty called against him. But the team itself, like, it makes me wonder how much of the issues were effort-related, of how much guys, not how much they wanted it, because I know that's the biggest cliche in sports history when you're like, well, if the team wanted it more, Everybody wants it. Everybody wants to win. That's just the case. Nobody's trying to lose. Even though there's tanking arguments and stuff like that across sports, nobody wants to lose. You can't tell me a player wants to lose, ever. And in this case, I don't know. I think the Wild really have banded together. I mean, maybe it's a different bond on the ice. Maybe it's the guys playing for each other. Maybe it's something in-house that we just don't see. But the team has found a way to become one of the best teams in the league down the stretch. We're really peaking at the right point here. And obviously, there's still more games ahead. But the Wild can make a real claim for the top seed in their division. After barely hoping to make the third wildcard spot, the Wild are now legitimately in the playoffs. Not set in stone. Don't sue me right now. Don't, you know, do whatever you can. Go knock on some wood here. But the way the Wild are playing, I don't see them taking an exit before the playoff starts. This team is a real good spot. And yeah, the first round matchup won't be great right now. I think right now it's looking like Colorado or a couple other teams that could slide in there. But the team itself feels like it'll get it done. With the way Kaprizov is, with the way Gus is playing, even Marc-Andre Fleury has been good as of late. There's just been guys contributing more, and I don't know what the exact change is. I'd love to hear what your opinions are on the actual change for the Wild. What changed from the All-Star break to now? Go ahead and let me know on Twitter, and you could be featured in this week's Twitter Talk. Today's Twitter Talk, we're going to take a look here at the Twitterverse, see what fans are talking about, and see how people are reacting to this Minnesota Wild team. I know that there's going to be some good conversation, and I've got a couple of good tweets saved for you today, but starting things off, we're going to have to start with my boy at OhHiTony on Twitter saying, this might have been Kirill Kaprizov's most dominant game ever. 8 shots on goal, that's third most of his career. 12 unblocked attempts, that's a personal best. 15 attempts, that's second most of career. 1.5 expected goals, that's a personal best. And a hat trick in a 3-2 overtime win. Yeah, I agree. Those are not easy stats to do on a nightly basis. The guy has been incredible. Kirill Kaprizov is redefining what it means to be a Minnesota Wild hockey player, and fans are already saying he's the greatest player of all time for them. He's the GOAT player, and it hasn't been that long. It has not been that long. But Kaprizov is making a case every single time he touches the ice, and if he can continue this hot stretch, and the team itself can continue trending in the right direction, this team is scary in the playoffs. Nobody wants to play Minnesota right now. Next up from at SolidDabs on Twitter, people saying, what many don't understand is that the Minnesota Wild are actually chemically addicted to overtime. It's not something to joke about with a sad face. Yeah, it's a real epidemic. I mean, it's a real situation where, you know, when a team gets into this overtime situation, it's really hard to get them off of it. And to say the least, the Minnesota Wild are right in the midst of it. I mean, they've been in an overtime slump lately. And it's just that the team itself, you know, while they're trying to change things and trying to win regulation, when you have to go to overtime, it's good to have a team that is comfortable in that situation. You know what I mean? When Kobe Bryant's on the court, it's good to have a guy who can take over the game. That's just what I'm saying. The team itself, you know, that's kind of a funny take, but I'm so thankful that we've played as good as we have in overtime. And Kirill Kaprizov added another page to that chapter last night. No complaints from me. At Jackson_MNSLP on Twitter, your Minnesota Wild are currently in second place in the Central Division. What a time to be alive, hashtag Minnesota Wild. Yeah, that's wild. Wah, wah. That's a dumb pun. I apologize. But that is unbelievable to see. I mean, when I started hosting this podcast, we were really in a bad slump. We were in a bad stretch, and we were hoping to make the wild card spot. Now we're sitting in second. I mean, there's a real argument to say we'll be the top seed in our division. It would impress me to see this team go down into the wild card spot. The way we're at, I think we're really going to trend. And there is a real chance we grab that spot. I would not be surprised if it does happen. Next up from at Amanda Keggs on Twitter, Kirill Kaprizov is the Minnesota Wild. Now, that one I don't agree with, but you see this tweet a lot. Not to say I don't agree in the sense that he's not deserving, but there's still guys like Gus on the ice. There's still guys like Hartman on the ice. There's still Matt Boldy who are still affecting the game, but they're not putting up the stats that Kirill Kaprizov is. I will sit here and say this. If someone has to be the one-man team, it's Kaprizov. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve it. I'm not saying that he can't. But, you know, there's more guys on the ice that are contributing in my mind. MKTun35 on Twitter saying, Blue Jackets arguing for a call at the next stoppage. The Minnesota Wild DJ plays Move Along by the All-American Rejects. And he basically just says, I hope that's on purpose because that was awesome. Yeah, that's good DJ work right there. We want to shout out the DJ for the Minnesota Wild. Playing Move Along by the All-American Rejects when you're arguing for a call, that is on top of things, and that's awesome. Spot on job by the Minnesota Wild in-house DJ. Next up, like I mentioned earlier, I talked about Jordan Greenway a little bit. At Shop Minnesota Hockey on Twitter tweets out and says, Jordan Greenway has fallen out of favor for the Minnesota Wild, and it is no secret that despite being in a playoff spot, they are actively looking to trade the young, 6'6" winger. With 2 more years of a contract that carries $3 million gap, the Sharks have apparently expressed interest in trading for Greenway. Now, that's still all up in the air, and we don't really know what's going to come out of it, but the team is hitting a good spot, and if you can ship off a player like Greenway and get something in return, I don't say that's a problem. I don't. I just want to say thank you again for listening to today's edition of the Full Press Minnesota Wild podcast. My name is Joe Tillery. If you like the show, go ahead and rate it on wherever you get your podcasts at. And I just want to say the Minnesota Wild are figuring things out. Every single game has been different, and I hope it continues that way. I'm so glad to have you along here. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Have a wonderful start to the week. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning.